Chapter 14.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Exercise faith in God. Exercise faith also in me. In the house of my Father are many dwelling places. Otherwise, I would have told you, for I am going my way to prepare a place for you. Also, if I go my way and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will receive you home to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. And where I am going, you know the way.
Thomas said to him,
Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?
Jesus said to him,
I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you men had known me, you would have known my Father also. From this moment on, you know him and have seen him.
Philip said to him,
Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us.
Jesus said to him,
Even after I have been with you men for such a long time, Philip, have you not come to know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father also. How is it you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in union with the Father, and the Father is in union with me? The things I say to you, I do not speak of my own originality, but the Father who remains in union with me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in union with the Father, and the Father is in union with me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Most truly I say to you, whoever exercises faith in me will also do the works that I do, and he will do works greater than these, because I am going my way to the Father. Also, whatever you ask in my name, I will do this, so that the Father may be glorified in connection with the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will observe my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, the Spirit of the truth, which the world cannot receive, because it neither sees it nor knows it. You know it, because it remains with you and is in you. I will not leave you bereaved. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. In that day, you will know that I am in union with my Father, and you are in union with me, and I am in union with you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. In turn, whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will clearly show myself to him.
Judas, not Iscariot, said to him,
Lord, what has happened that you intend to show yourself clearly to us and not to the world?
In answer, Jesus said to him,
If anyone loves me, he will observe my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not observe my words. The word that you are hearing is not mine, but belongs to the Father who sent me. I have spoken these things to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, which the Father will send in my name, that one will teach you all things and bring back to your minds all the things I told you. I leave you peace. I give you my peace. I do not give it to you the way that the world gives it. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor let them shrink out of fear. You heard that I said to you, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I am. So now I have told you before it occurs, so that you may believe when it does occur. I will not speak with you much more, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he has no hold on me. But for the world to know that I love the Father, I am doing just as the Father has commanded me to do. Get up. Let us go from here.